We've been reporting a lot about homelessness lately, but what about families who are on the brink? For some of them, finding stable housing is a way to move their lives forward after drug rehab or court-mandated separation from their kids. Valley Public Radio's Laura Tsutsui reports that one Fresno County program is trying to make it easier for those families to find housing.
Brian Arax is a juvenile dependency court judge. The way he tells it, he sees the worst and best of humanity.
In child welfare, if you're a participant, whether it be a judge or attorney, social worker or other, you get to see the full panoply of the human condition and experience.
The families Arax sees are often there because of Child Protective Services claims, like neglect. He says a lot of those cases are the effects of drug abuse and addiction. If the child's safety is at risk, they may be separated from their parents for a time and placed with other family or in foster care.
So the judge's role is to come in at certain specific points in time to make key decisions. So there's the first removal of a child, which is always gut-wrenching and agonizing, to hopefully, and in a good number of cases, a reunification.
Arax says that being reunified, though, is just the beginning.
So when you do that, you have to put your life back together piece by piece by piece. Do you have to get your credit history back, a driver's license, work on a job, and housing is huge.
To fill that housing piece, Fresno County offers some families temporary transitional housing or emergency housing. The location itself is an apartment complex called El Puente, Spanish for the bridge.
It's kind of bridging from homelessness to stability.
Trisha Gonzalez is the deputy director of child welfare for Fresno County. She says that not every family they work with has gone through the child welfare system or was separated from their kids, but all of them suffer from housing instability.
What that means is that we have families that have either unstable housing or they're coming out of a program or they're coming out of homelessness, and they need that stability to care for their children.
El Puente is a place for families to save up for and transition to a permanent space, like their own house or apartment. Families stay for free for about 3 months, but sometimes extensions are granted based on need. Right now, El Puente is going through a transition too. The county is working with the Fresno Housing Authority to relocate the program from Southeast Fresno to Southwest Fresno. The relocation was approved by the County Board of Supervisors just last week. Gonzalez says the new building is definitely an improvement.
We have additional units, so we went from 32 to 46, which means that we can serve more families. We also, our previous units were only 2 bedrooms, and these have some of them up to 4 and 5 bedrooms, which means we can serve larger families.
Gonzalez says the building is often full. It's the same one they've used since the program began in 1974. In the last year, El Puente housed over 300 families. Maria Mendoza is a social worker with the county. She sometimes refers families to El Puente because otherwise they have limited options.
Most shelters in Fresno are constantly full, waitlisted, and there's a huge need for housing. And also the cost of being able to financially just pay for a place to stay is really difficult. So a lot of them experience unstable housing or they have been homeless at one point.
She says that with El Puente often at full capacity, she's had to ask shelters outside the county for help. A building with more units will help her assist more families. And she adds that the old facility could also have used some work.
The building is older, everything's outdated, so I think the new facility will be exciting.
Mendoza says the families she works with are looking forward to the new facility. For them, this is a start of finding stability. The county plans to begin moving into the new building this week and will continue to do so through August. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.